Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. We're in the Tuesday Business Spotlight, and I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo. And you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially women building their businesses from home, you know, we're not just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, we're sharing the wisdom of women, and we are empowering each other as we go along this journey. And it's so important. It's so important for women to be connecting and, again, empowering each other and inspiring each other. And, you know, we say it all the time, you win, I win. You know, as our businesses flourish, we're there to help each other. And I'm very excited about sharing today's guest. Marcela Dominguez graduated with her Juris Doctorate in 2011 from Thomas M. Cooley School of Law, now known as Western Michigan University Cooley Law School in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She returned to her native hometown of El Paso, Texas, and was admitted to the Texas Bar in 2013. Ms. Dominguez initially started as a trademark attorney, El Paso, Texas, later expanded her geographical area of practice, and she is now currently helping clients nationwide. Her strong interest in trademark law and copyright law is driven by her belief that protecting creativity is crucial to lasting success. Her personal creative pursuits, such as managing DoeyJoey.com, a company inspired by her own kids, gives her a unique perspective that other creative legal counsel might lack. She can hardly call her passion for defending the rights of creatives as work. You can connect with Marcela Dominguez and defend your creative rights, and you can contact her office. Her promise is to defend your business as she would as if it was her own. And I really like that. I like that you will defend somebody as much as you would defend yourself. So, Marcela, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, I have to ask you, what made you go into trademark and copyright law besides the creative part of it?
Well, I mean, I think the answer definitely touches on the creative part of it. I mean, I can't really answer the question without including the creative aspect of it because, as you know, there are various practices of law, including criminal law, civil, probate, IP law, and I have always been a creative myself, or I'd like to think that I'm a creative. I love working with creative minds. I love working with people who are just drawing up new ideas, acting on their ideas. And so the closest that I was going to get to working with these types of people meant that I was going to do IP law. And so here I am as a trademark lawyer now working with creative professionals every single day, people who have started all kinds of businesses from initiating your own store on Amazon, on the Amazon platform, all the way to just having your own product-based business separate from Amazon or even distributors, people who have very cool service-based businesses as well. So I feel like I've really been able to touch on many creative aspects as a trademark lawyer through these clients.
I know it kind of seems like a silly question to some, but what is a trademark?
So a trademark is a protection afforded through the United States Patent and Trademark Office that allows you to protect any word, name, symbol, or sound. It's very esoteric sounding. You know, it sounds like something very lofty because a trademark is not necessarily a tangible product, object, or something that you can put your hands on, literally speaking. So it can be a difficult concept to wrap your head around, but overall, the closest you're going to get to having something tangible will be that trademark registration certificate that basically allows you to protect a business name, tagline, slogan, or logo.
Do you need one for your business?
I would say that anybody who is really, really invested in their business name, slogan, tagline, or logo, somebody who is either very emotionally invested because they don't want somebody to take it away from them, or somebody who has just heavily monetarily invested in the brand, I would say there is no other way around it. You do need one because if you've invested that heavily into it, it usually means that you're not willing to give it up. And one of the best ways to protect it and avoid giving it up is through trademark protection.
When you talk about, you know, you're saying word, name, symbol, sound, what about, you know, the taglines and slogan? How do you go about, you know, trademarking your tagline or your slogan?
So the process is essentially the same whether you're registering a name, logo, slogan, or tagline. The only difference is basically maybe two lines of different information in the application. So other than those two lines, all of the other information will be the same. But when you fill out an application, you're required to respond. Are you submitting this as a word mark, or are you submitting this as a stylized mark, which is essentially a logo? And so any tagline, business name, or slogan is going to fall under the word mark category, and logos are going to fall under the stylized mark option.
I know there's a TM, there's an R. What are the different symbols? What do those different symbols mean?
That's a great question. So when people see a TM, they think, oh, okay, this is trademarked. And that's not necessarily the case. A trademark is actually, a TM is basically a placeholder for somebody who is basically putting you on notice that they are using this name. It does not mean that they have actually registered it with the USPTO, the United States Patent and Trademark Office. It simply means that they're putting others on notice that they are using this name in commerce. And like I said, it doesn't mean that they've gained the benefits of actually registering a trademark, because that's not the case.
So that would be the R.
The circle R means that, right. The circle R then means a registered trademark, and it means that these people are now afforded the benefits of trademark registration, and they have gone through the formal process of an application and, you know, being assigned to a trademark examiner and being published for opposition and such, and then they went on to receive a registration certificate.
Yeah, it was interesting. When we trademarked safety bags, the Clear Choice, and, you know, we had started the process, and then, unfortunately, we stylized our A for our stadium bags and now want to carry it through, but we already got our R for safety bags, the Clear Choice, in the regular lettering. So now as we're doing stadiumbags.com, we're doing that as a stylized mark, you know, as a logo, because trying to, you know, do stadiumbags.com, it's kind of a, you know, gray area that we're dealing with the trademark. But again, trying to do it as the stylized mark because of the stylized A we have in the bags that kind of looks like a little backpack. And then I'm going to ask you. Is it a good idea to then trademark that little stylized A as well?
So when you're making the decision of what it is that you're actually putting on your application and what it is that you're actually protecting, you should be making a selection based on how you are going to continue to use the mark, whether it's a stylized mark or a word mark. And so you don't want to submit an application for something that you're going to use one time. Because one of the requirements of trademark registration or having a registered trademark is continuous use. And so if you don't ever use the stylized A in the backpack form by itself, then it wouldn't really make much sense to register that. So if what you use is the name in its entirety, including the stylization of that A as a backpack, and that is how you advertise your products, then that is what you should move forward with, because that is what you will continue to use and what people will continue to see as you advertise and promote your products. And that constitutes use in commerce.
Well, now, see, I'm so glad. I love that I get to be the guinea pig on this kind of stuff. Because everyone's going to be like, hey, ask this question too. We actually do both. Our stadiumbags.com, you know, anytime we use stadium bags, the reason I want to stylize that A is because I want it to be in all of our bags. Because one of the things that we're doing with our clear bags, each division has its own division, you know, our school bags are this and these bags are that, but that stylized A can now be our you know, differentiation in all of our, you know, for all of our bags. And we do use the A. If you go to stadiumbags.com or safetybags.com, that little A is up in that, in the toolbar.
Okay.
We're kind of, you know, that's kind of becoming like our little symbol as we move forward. Like I want to do it on our zippers and things like that. So that's why I was wondering if this would be, if it's a good idea just to use that, you know, to register that A as well. And if we do register that A, then can we use that in our, you know, bags? And that just becomes kind of our, or would we have to, with each new logo, trademark each one?
So that's a great question, because you bring up a couple of issues. And the one that immediately comes to mind is, should I be using it first and then file an application, or should I file an application and then use it? And then what kind of use is going to be required of me? And so you can do it either way. You can already be using a particular logo or name and then file an application, or the other way around, which is file an application as an intent to use, meaning that you will use it down the line. And then once you get clearance, you can start to use it then, or you can start to use it in the interim up until you get that clearance. So you can do it either way. And in your case, where you're deciding whether or not you should, you know, use that little backpack icon, of course, I'd have to see more details about your webpage, the zippers, the tags. But I would venture to say that if you continue to use that image in isolation in the advertisement and sale of your products, then I would say that it is something worthy of registration, because if it is part of your logo, or whether or not it is part of your logo, it still seems like it's a standalone entity and an extension of your brand, which is essentially, I don't want to say under the umbrella of your brand, because it is the same brand, but it's almost like having the same. It's like the child of the parent, even though it's not really the child. I wish I could explain that a little bit better or more clearly. It's almost like it's a relative of the brand. And so being that it's a relative of the brand, I mean, I think it deserves its own trademark application if it does meet the requirements of being advertised by itself in conjunction with the products and services that you are selling.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. And then we are going to come back here and continue to speak with Marcela Dominguez about this really important topic and something that a lot of people don't understand. I love learning new things. So we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4444. 4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Marcella Dominguez, and we are talking about trademark and copyright law. So I know that you can do this on your own, that you can register your trademark on your own. If you can do that, why do people need a lawyer to do this?
Well, I think that's a really great question. I once had a really great smart client who actually came to me and said, you know what, I really know that I should be getting a lawyer before I actually need one. And I understand that not everybody can, but I really wish that people understood this more, because by the time you need a lawyer, you're kind of in some deep troubles or something that you obviously cannot get yourself out of. And so wouldn't it be nice to already have someone or someone's phone number in your back pocket who you could call to help dig you out of it pretty quickly? And most people don't have that luxury because they were overly confident that they could get through these issues by themselves. And so, you know, if I needed to change, I unfortunately don't know how to change a tire on my car if I got a flat tire. And so if I needed to, though, I have someone's phone number in my glove box. But the idea is that you should at least have the spare in your trunk so that you're not waiting for somebody to bring you the spare and then also install it. So, you know, the beauty of having a lawyer do it for you is that if you are to encounter these issues, you don't lose momentum in the application process. And for a lot of business owners, time is money. And so we don't know if you are putting certain transactions, certain contracts, certain business negotiations on hold until you have this trademark registration certificate, because it gives you more security and it makes you feel more protected. And for a lot of business owners, you know, doing this trademark application is not a repeatable process. In other words, they're not going to go out and register. It's highly unlikely that they'll go out and register a third or fourth or fifth application. And so I always think to myself, if it's not a repeatable process in my business, why am I going to, try and tackle that myself? There is no benefit to learning it if I'm not going to repeat it. And so I'd rather leave those non-repeatable tasks to somebody who is an expert and who does practice that repeatable task, because they're going to know a lot more about it than I do.
I have to ask you, what kind of pricing? Because, I mean, I've seen everywhere from, you know, $400 to $15,000 mm-hmm. for a trademark attorney. So what should people be prepared for? And when should they say, hey, wait a second, you are charging way too much?
So I think that, you know, all attorneys, just like all business owners, are going to offer different products and services at different price ranges. And it's basically up to the consumer to decide whether that's the right fit for them, you know, based on whether or not you appreciate the law firm or the attorney, the kind of communication you're going to have. What was your impression on first consult? And after analyzing those factors, you can decide what price point is right for you. But I personally have a price point that's anywhere between $650 and $1,150, which I find to be pretty reasonable because it offers something for everyone. So if you feel like you are going to need a more intense approach, then maybe a comprehensive package is right for you. If you're someone that's extremely confident about the strength of your brand and it's not going to be confused with someone else's in the process, then maybe a more basic package is for you. So I think it just all depends, you know. And in my case, I help you navigate which package is right for you based on the circumstances of your brand or what it is that you're submitting in your application. Now, I do think that if someone's charging you, I don't know, $20,000 or, I mean, even $10,000, $5,000. I think that's a little bit high for submitting one application. But again, I mean, some vehicles are $100,000, and I think that's, you know, expensive, but it's relative to the consumer. So
what don't people understand about registering a trademark?
I think that's a great question also. I think that what people have a hard time understanding is that you don't know what you don't know. And so you can't assume that because your friend Sally had an okay experience the first time around when she did it as a DIY applicant, you can't assume that you will have the same experience. I think the facts are obviously different for everyone. And so you can't conjecture that you're going to have the same experience based on a completely different set of facts. And so if you just understand that your application is unique, your experience is unique, the time you've been using your mark is unique from someone else, then that can change the process for you to make it unlike someone else's. And like I said, you want to be prepared in the event that you have a worst case scenario, which is that the trademark examiner will send you a letter saying, hey, these are the issues in your office action, go fix them, or your application isn't going anywhere. It's basically at a standstill until you fix them. And so you want to be prepared by having somebody who can navigate those issues for you. And lots of people don't do that.
How long should the process take, Marcella?
So the entire trademark process from beginning to end, and that's assuming that you receive a registered trademark certificate, takes anywhere between as short as 10 months and as long as 14 months. So it's not an overnight process or even, you know, in a month. It's something that takes time.
Who gets trademarks?
I have seen all sorts of businesses get trademarks. I mean, I have seen entertainers with stage names have trademarks. I have seen consultants, health consultants and business consultants who have created a brand around maybe their speaking engagements or their books or some kind of curriculum they've built. I've seen product-based businesses, consultants fall under any type of service-based business, software service. I've seen, all sorts of unique things. I mean, I've seen brick-and-mortar stores, bakeries. I mean, you name it, and someone has a trademark for it.
And what are the actual benefits of a registered trademark?
So this is a good question, too, because I think people think that they need one, but they're not sure what exactly that they're getting with it. And so, of course, you get to use the registered trademark symbol, which we talked about, and which is a circle R. You're also able to sue in federal court. So if you don't have a registered trademark certificate, then you're not able to sue in federal court. And the benefit of suing in federal court is that you're going to be able to sue for many more times the damages than if it was in state court. There's also a couple of presumptions that your mark is valid and that you are the owner of the mark. And so those are more legal nuances that if you ever find yourself in litigation are going to be important. You're going to have the exclusive right to use the mark. It provides notice to others that the mark is in use. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is going to be on your side if you have a product, so they can prevent the importation of infringing products. And you're going to have nationwide protection as of that filing date. So, and it's also important to note that there are maybe more indirect benefits that people might take for granted, which are, for example, if you have to send a cease and desist letter because someone is infringing on your mark, you know, the power of having a registered trademark versus somebody who does not have a registered trademark and is also trying to stop someone from using their mark. I mean, who do you think has more leverage? Of course, the person who is holding the registered trademark certificate does. And so those are more nuanced benefits that you get as a result of having a registered trademark.
You know, this is so fascinating. And it's something that business owners out there need these questions answered. So as we are wrapping up, what do you want to leave everybody with? And please let them know how to get in touch with you, Marcella.
You know, I think one of the things that's most important is that business owners need to keep their creative wheels turning. You want to come up with new ideas. You want to be an innovator. You want to feel like you're able to manifest your ideas in a protectable way. And so if you can just leave the non-repeatable processes to somebody like myself, for whom it is a repeatable process, so that you can focus on what you do best, I think that's going to serve you well in the long run. And if it's what you love to do, then continue to focus on that. Make a business out of that. Profit from that. Love that, you know, and push your passion to the limit. And leave the rest to someone else. So I'm just a big proponent of creative professionals who need to continue to do what they do and find a way to monetize from it and leave the rest to someone else.
That's great advice. How can we find you, Marcella?
So I'm on all social platforms. If you look for Arts Music Lawyer, or you can Google Marcella Dominguez with two L's. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn. And of course, you can also find me at marcellatm.com.
Thank you so much. And just so you know, everybody, her links will be live on not only on our show page, but up on wordofmomradio.com. I really highly suggest get in touch, get questions answered. This is your business. Protect yourself. It's the smartest thing you can do. You're investing so much in what you are doing, and you want to keep it safe. So, Marcella, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us here in the Business Spotlight. It is truly appreciated. And for all of you tuning in, on behalf of everybody here in the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you so much for spending some time with us. So this is Dori DiCarlo. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.